Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 15th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me a little bit. Well, it's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got it until Friday, just another cool week and rain and it's just chilly. I seen snow over the weekends and a bit of snow in the mountains. Starting Friday, it's supposed to get up in the 70s. Man, am I looking forward to it. Anyhow, see what we have on the itinerary for today. U.S. LNG industry to get a boost from China deal. And boy, man, isn't everything working out for a few of us here in this country. And we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. LNG industry to get a boost from China deal. This is from Bloomberg. And, you know, we've talked about it. In my life, I don't know about you people in your lives, but I got to believe it's the same as me. All you've seen is a price, things getting more expensive. Time's just getting worse. Things getting worse by the day. But, man, I'm going to tell you, when they come onto the mainstream propaganda machine and start laying it out, man, things are going really goddamn good for somebody. And here's some of them. And we talked about our natural resources being sent to other countries. That's what you use for production, isn't it? And not to mention that you people better get ready for some LNG, some natural gas shortages in this country. And, man, your prices are going to go up because the Chinese are now competing with you for your goddamn natural gas. America's shale gas could soon head to China under long-term contracts for the first time, bolstered by a new trade deal that may not even change existing rules. Now, that was quite a mouthful. Shannery, Energy Incorporated, the first explorer of natural gas from the lower 48, sees the agreement as amplifying and accelerating conversations about new long-term contracts. And boy, it's just looking good for somebody. With China, said Eben Burnham Snyder, a spokesman for the Houston-based company, while the deal announced Thursday by President Donald Trump's administration doesn't appear to alter access to Chinese companies to U.S. gas cargoes, it welcomes China to receive shipments and engage in long-term contracts with American suppliers. I tell you what this means for the common people out here. It means you're not going to be able to afford propane now. This is your resources, your natural resources. Of course, you want to export natural resources. That's how you make it to the top, don't you know? 15 months after China, Shenhe shipped its first cargo of shale gas, putting the U.S. on course to become a net exporter of the fuel by next year. So we're going to be exporting more than we import? I don't know. Export. I mean, the games they play with the English language. The agreement between the world's two largest economies may unleash even more American supply on a glutted global market. So see, it makes no sense unless they're getting a better deal on it. And no, the bottom line here is this is going to fuel the economy in China instead of us using it here. I mean, we don't need it here because we have no industry left. We have no economy left. So I guess take the last of our natural resources, which we get nothing for, and ship them over to the Chinese. I mean, get that world market going. The deal could pave the way for a second wave of investment in U.S. LNG terminals, connecting the fastest growing supplier with the biggest growth market, according to Wood Mackenzie LTD. Well, it looks like, China, well, Trump's sure shutting China down, isn't he? He's gonna show them. All of the industry and all of the jobs they've been taken from America. Well, looks like they're gonna get more. In the last month, Shenhe has had extensive negotiations with several Chinese commercial entities, and obviously with this agreement, we expect to continue and accelerate, Burnham Snyder said by phone Friday. While Shenhe shipped 9 cargoes from its Sabine Pass facility in Louisiana to 5 terminals in China over the last year, according to Burnham Snyder, those cargoes were sold on the so-called spot market for immediate delivery rather than under long-term contracts. Excuse me. The agreement. One second here. Sorry about that. The agreement clarifies rather than changes U.S. policy on LNG exports to China. Zach Allen, president of the Pan-Eurasian Enterprise Incorporated, a Raleigh, North Carolina-based tracker of LNG shipments, said in an email. It sounds like a reiteration of pre-existing conditions, Allen said. I was not aware of any unusual barriers to U.S. LNG exports to China exposed by U.S. restrictions targeting China. U.S. LNG export terminal developers will now be able to target China buyers directly, potentially helping the projects to secure financing, Massimo D. Odorado, an analyst at Wood Mackenzie, said in a notice to clients Friday, the deal could also support. Now, this is the part I like the best because a little bit of the truth just seeps out here. And, what's the big deal? I mean, excuse me. Once the, natural gas, it comes out, it's compressed and it's, they said it would be 6 years before they could really be exporting it. And evidently they already had the facilities built. But let's see what the clincher here is. I lost my place. It said, the deal could support. Are you ready? Direct Chinese investment in the terminals, he said. So the China will own the terminals. Hell, they probably own we covered it the other day. They're buying up the goddamn shale fields, aren't they? So what we're talking about here is Chinese gas being taken out of our American ground. They've been taken from us, taken down to Chinese terminals, put on Chinese ships, taken to China to fuel their economy to, finish us off here. The coup de grace, the bullet in the back of the head. But here you have it. And we've talked about, you know, the fact that the Chinese are coming in to buy up the goddamn infrastructure. Here's just another, I mean, one episode a week at least of the Chinese coming in to buy up the infrastructure, just like we told you, the fire cell. They have robbed us. I mean, they have stolen our fortunes out of this country through NAFTA, CAFTA, and GATT. We have paid to ship our industry to third world countries. And all of those proceeds that were accumulated from our resources are stashed in offshore banks. And now Trump, because he cares about us and he cares about this economy in this country, well, he's going to let all that money back in. And now they're going to, now that they bankrupted this country and we're in receivership. I mean, Trump's an expert at this. And so is Wilbur Ross. I mean, the bankruptcy king of the world. And now they're going to come back in, buy up your country, just like we told you they were going to. And you will work for them at what they tell you to work for them. You know, just like over there in Africa where the IMFs come in, and you know, all the diamonds in Africa belong to the IMF. And the Africans, if you're a real special, privileged African, you get to dig the diamonds out and give them over to your overseers and you get to eat. And that's the way it's going to be in this country. You know, we've done, established you can't own property in this country. You're just a renter. And if you ever can't pay the rent, well, they just come and take the property now, don't they? And if, I mean, you got your choice. You can go over there and kowtow like a coolie at that Chinese overlord's feet. And, you know, you can work like a slave 16 hours a day. And we'll let you hold on to, well, we got a few things here. We'll decide what you can have. The collective will. The committees will decide what each person to his need. And the billionaires, man, do they have a need. But there you have it. You know, Chinese investment in the terminals. And once they start investing, I think they're going to own them. We found out the other day that the goddamn, what they call the U.S., I mean, the poster child for our goddamn refineries belongs to Saudi Arabia now. Well, damn, they got Saudi Arabia. They got it from Netherlands. We never owned the son of a bitch. They take our goddamn resources, and then, I mean, we're paying, you know, here $2.69 a gallon for goddamn gasoline. And they tell you every time you turn around, there's a glut. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? We got it all. We've stashed it in holding facilities. We took your resource out of your goddamn ground. And now we have it in these holding facilities. And, if you want some, you'll pay what we say. See, that's how it works in a goddamn totalitarian dictatorship. Next decade, LLC, which is developing an LNG project near Brownsville, Texas, welcomes the agreement. Rin Van Velt, chief operating officer, said by phone Friday. And of course they do. All of these son of a bitches. I mean, who elected this bastard into office? Oh, that's right. A handful of billionaires. And that's who he represents. What gets me is the people out here, actually, I mean, people like us, you know. And Trump's going to represent me. He doesn't even know you fucking exist, you idiot. They do not even acknowledge that you're just the goddamn servant class. They already got you marked in classes in this country where you're supposed to be treated as the sovereigns on a par with the groundheads of Europe. But no. There is somebody that is a whole lot better than you. There's people, there's stakeholders here. You know, the stakeholders are the people that have, well, stolen your goddamn property, stolen your natural resources, a handful of them. Because we all know if there was, you know, back in the day, if there was 10 million of us here, of course, when we, you know, fought the war and we gained this country, we gained it for just that little handful over there, the 3,000 or 4,000, the aristocrats, right? That's who we fought for. We didn't fight for ourselves, for our rights, for our own properties, no. We were fighting for the aristocrats. And they sure appreciate it. That's all that, I mean, they'll tell you. They sure appreciate all your hard work and turning over the goddamn country to them. China is slated to become a prime LNG importer as it shifts from coal generation to cleaner energy. And what the hell was that? Wasn't this our last, 8 years of the Obama thing? Wasn't that what was going on here? What the hell is this, people? What kind of games are they playing? The kind where they win and you lose. At the same time, the contracts with LNG exporters that China signed in the early 2000s are about to expire, and the country will be looking to replace those with the most competitive LNG in the market. So, I mean, they're looking for a real good deal from America. Remember how Trump, I mean, it is, has been months ago. Remember how he was going to grab China and yank a knot in their ass, man, and straighten them out? Them trade deficits were going to disappear. Our jobs were coming back. No, they're not. It was just, goddamn, you fell for it. You stupid retard, you fell for it. There was a meeting of minds at the highest government levels. I bet you there was. And a meeting of more, probably complete with prostitutes, cocaine, and champagne. At government levels, the LNG could play a very important role, he said. We see ourselves as the leader of the second wave of U.S. LNG export projects. And it's been like about 2 years. But I do remember 2 years back. When they, all the hell was being raised about the fracking and stuff, that winter we had a shortage of propane, and we was like, how in the hell is that possible? And then, when they just wanted to rake, like they do at the gas pumps, they wanted to take some more money out of our pockets to give their investors, those foreigners who are the real investors, because nobody in this goddamn country's got any money anymore. The China agreement is clearly a positive statement from the Trump administration about LNG industry, 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 and that's all they give a shit about. Individual human beings, man, I'm telling you, they want to go read the Georgia Guidestones and you'll see what Trump and company think of individual human beings. We told you that he was being put in there by the billionaires in the United States. Go ahead, Charlie.
Don't you think it's better, though, than it used to be, like in 1973? Remember that? It's believing there was no oil left and it went up 100 times. People just maybe a little smarter.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it, Charlie? They sure got us there. I don't know, back in the 70s, I do remember that, people started ripping pumps out of the goddamn station and shit, and then pretty soon they stopped doing it a bit. And, they'd already stuck their foot through the door. And then, like you say, all of a sudden, man, goddamn, it's oil everywhere. He's right. They were running, and when they started selling this, this bullshit climate change so that they could put carbon taxes on us and charge us actually for breathing if they could. Then, all of a sudden, man, there's goddamn, right now there's a glut. And you're right, man. I mean, geez, were they really that stupid back then? Or are they that smart now? Or were they? I think they were lying to us, Charlie.
I remember my dad saying, it's not true. He said, there's enough oil to wear out all the cars that got built now.
And then some. One of the things they've done to our psyche is, by piling people in on top of each other, cutting off all the public lands, restricting everything, making you think there's somebody everywhere you go, is to try to shrink this planet. This planet is, people cannot comprehend how huge this planet is. I mean, you think back into the times, I've mentioned this before, you go back to when people had to walk everywhere they went. Boy, this goddamn planet was big then. Or when they had to sail with wind, across the ocean. Boy, this planet was big then. And then you got...
Yeah, if you're a pilot and you're flying and you fly hours and hours and hours, you don't see no airplanes, you don't see no people. I mean, it's bad.
It is, and two-thirds of it's underwater, so it's oceans. But they've got people convinced. I mean, it's like this shit where, something happens over in Paris or in London, over in England or somewhere in Europe, and they try to act like, I'm looking around, well, goddamn, that must be right down the street. That's not all I see on my goddamn TV. What the hell do I care about what's going on in London and Paris? It's a world away. It truly is. But you're right. But the more we advance, and the faster we could move. I mean, you think about how far we've come from walking 3 miles an hour to a horse you could probably cover about, 5-10 miles an hour, in an hour. And then to a train. Oh boy, man, they were holding on to the rails at 35 and 45 miles an hour with the steam, and then on up to 45 and 50. And now, you can go out and get in a car, and hell, a lot of cars they make these days, they'll do 120. And that, that's just on land. And then you go into the air, and this is the thing they've tried to do to us is try to make, there's a whole lot of you out there. There's so many of you, we need to, kill a bunch of you off. There's so many, you're just crowding the whole goddamn earth. When this earth is huge, like I said, it is so huge. You know, we talked about the two-thirds of it being an ocean. You get lost out in that son of a bitch, they may never find you. That's how big it is. With everything they got, they would not. I mean, if you get in the right places, they ain't going to find you. They want you to think that this is a little place and that they're looking at you 24 hours a day and that everybody's crowded in and there ain't very much. And well, you got to give up some more because there's so many of you. You got to take out, kind of like communism. And if you know, once that fails, you know, the numbers they hate to count are the ones with, you know, the people in America, the American nationals that are, well, have guns. They don't like to talk about those numbers. But this still, I mean, and you know, as far as their notion of this control that they're trying to present through their propaganda machine, they'd like you to think that they can reach out and grab you anywhere, anytime. This country is huge too. Not just this goddamn planet. This country is, I mean, millions and millions of square miles. They can't, I mean, the bluff that they are running, they try to make you think with the technology, well, we're watching you with the technology. You can't watch us all. You don't got enough watchers. You just don't. This is the greatest bluff ever pulled on a people in the history of this planet, and that's a fact.
See, well, the tax office is watching you. Like, if you do something to your property, and within 24 hours they're calling you and saying, hey, what's the structure out here?
No, it's not them. It's your damn neighbor. You know, your neighbors see something, say something.
they see it on Google. They show you a picture, and they say, hey, what's this? They're watching it from the sky.
Well, they better not let me see their camera.
It's way up there in the satellite.
Well, you know, down here on Earth, somebody has to run all of it, don't they? They do. And it's just like this drones, you know, they talk about the drones, you know, people sitting over here in the United States bombing people over in the Middle East, man, across the goddamn ocean. And, you know, they even have medals for these pilots sitting in a goddamn room playing a Nintendo game. But, you know, Mark's brought this up, and quite correctly so, that, you know, they have to be in that room. Somebody has to be doing that. They have to live somewhere. Their neighbors know who they are. Everybody in their areas, you're going to know who they are. You go ahead and kill some Americans, and boy, I wouldn't want to be you. IRS executives. Here's an example right here. Our lives are at risk in Tea Party case. This is from Connecticut.com. Cincinnati. What the reason is, I've had to go to the blue ink. I'm out of black ink, so I can't hardly see this. Cincinnati.com, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Details about Tea Party bias claims against the IRS could remain secret because current and former agency officials say their lives are in danger if they publicly testify about the case. Lewis Lerner and Holly Paz both have argued in recent court filings that the threat to their lives outweighs the public's right to hear their testimony about how IRS employees in Cincinnati and Washington, D.C. handled applications for tax-exempt status from Tea Party groups. And, I mean, if you have committed such an offense that you're hiding from the general public, and somebody is going to go to jail here, right? I just want to get that. I'm sure they are. I'm sure there's going to be a Lois Lerner. What that bitch did, she's going to do a little time, right? I mean, we're not talking a seatbelt here. We're talking about, you know, abuse of power. I mean, well, I don't know. The IRS can't exist anyway. It's all so confusing. But somebody with that kind of power that, I mean, admits that they abused it, she surely is going to jail. She didn't get a promotion. I mean, she's not working. She's not, you know, working for someplace for $2 or $3 million a year already, is she? The recently filed evidence to support their claim under seal in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati. They recently filed it. Though that evidence has not been made public, court records indicate it relates to death threats and other harassment the women say they endured after. They endured this. Not what those dirty bastards did, but, you know, they have to endure this. I mean, they're criminals, absolutely, but they had to endure something. Oh, my God, I wouldn't want to be them. Endured after their names were connected to the bias claims against the IRS several years ago. The documentation, as the court will see, makes very personal references and contains graphic, profane, and disturbing language that would lead to unnecessary intrusion and embarrassment if made public. Now, you know, I was reading this. I read everything at least once if I can, if I got the time. And I was reading this. I said, you know, if these people wanted to, you know, turn the public off in this criminal investigation that should put their asses in prison for 20 years, well, man, I don't know. Have a few of your cronies call in some phony death threats. And then write you up here, I'm getting death threats. Let's keep this under wraps, man. Let's bury this son of a bitch. Let's don't put these goddamn criminals. I mean, they've been hurt enough. Okay, they've been threatened, and I can see that happening. I truly can. Graphic, profane, and just go ahead.
I feared for my life. Stop resisting.
And there you go. Yeah, Charlie, you have learned that stuff very well. When they say that, you're in trouble, buddy. Oh, man, I was talking to Spike earlier, and you know, we was talking about, you know, getting on the Trumpers or what might have you, and you know, these people who, you know, think that there's some kind of really a remedy out there. You know, all I have to do is go back to the Kelly Thomas video and watch the cop put his gloves on and, you know, the guy's handcuffed on the sidewalk. I watch him beat that man clear to death and then acquitted. They didn't do anything wrong. What makes anybody think that there's going to be some measure of justice come out of the sky or from Donald Trump or any goddamn where's else? You know, they were talking last week about the Bundys, you know, the torture thing about like, Ammon Bundy got the treatment that any of us get when we go to jail. If you're into politics, you know it like I know it. We've all been tortured, and I've been tortured worse than old Ammon. I guarantee goddamn it. But... you know, they were talking about getting the federal rules or federal regulations. Pardon?
Ammon's in the hand. It's like being in the Hanoi Hills. It's much better than.
Yeah, I'm straight. Anyways, guys, I'll finish that story off in just a minute. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Concerned citizen speak his peace. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun.
what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let
to the word from the trenches, from the trenches worldreport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the trenches. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to from the trenches worldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at post office box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, or 12:37 Pacific time. That was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Guns. Don't Let Them Take Your Bill of Rights Away From You. And I don't know about your daddies, but my daddy told me. Trump appointed manufacturing czar backfires, supports NAFTA, backs Mexico. Well, why is this? I mean, what do you mean? Of course he does. Well, what? This is from Zero Hedge. In an apparent snub to the administration's trade, don't quit it. Just stop right there. Just stop it. Who is it? Zero Hedge? Stop it, Zero Hedge. In an apparent snub. No. Par for the course. The GE, you know, General Electric, you know, they built, they got the sodium bulbs outlawed over here in the United States. Took... what the hell did they call it? Stimulus money. They took a bunch of stimulus money, went over to China, built a goddamn factory over there to build these fluorescent bulb things that we're forced to buy now. Came back and that year got $1 billion tax return. This is the guy. Yeah, this is the guy, man. This is the guy we want. Well, of course. I mean, this is par for the course. Who sits on Trump-appointed manufacturing council, said he's very supportive of NAFTA, adding that he was optimistic about Mexico. I'm sure he is. A lot of slave labor down there. A lot of slave labor up here now, too. just a day after we showed Mexico's manufacturing industrial production surge 8.5% year over year. Boy, it's booming. Why is it booming down there? Because they're taking our resources down there and manufacturing them that they get from, they take from us. They just take them from us, people. Is it all right with you for them people to just take from you? I mean, you're going to be sheepish, mouses. You're going to be a mouse. You're going to hide and quiver as they take your cheese. 8.5 year over year, the greatest surge since August 2010, and expectations for employment in U.S. manufacturers are tumbling. Reuters reported that GE Chief Executive Officer Jeff Immelt said on a visit that Mexico had great potential and was not properly understood. No, that's going out here. We can't understand these important things. We don't know what a goddamn booming economy is. We don't know. That when we're, you know, eating beans and rice and, you know, everything's nice and the top 1% are piling up the goddamn gold now until they, I mean, they're going to have a fucking space shuttle to get up and put another coin up there. Hey, things are great for us, don't you? I mean, it's a really good deal for us. We don't understand it. That's what the thing is. People, we're just too ignorant. We're just plain, ordinary, ignorant folks. Properly understood. He touted the conglomerate's Mexico operations, that's GE's Mexico operations, and the trade deal binding Mexico, Canada, and the United States. I'm sure he did. But, you know, it all comes from the resource, people. I mean, that was the great con, I guess, is that when they told us, you know, you let us take that, you got all those resources. If you let us tap your resources, everybody's going to be middle class. Hell, that's the least you expect in the richest country on planet Earth. And once they got their deals, you know, where a handful of them got control of all of our resources, at least lend contracts and whatever, you know, they used to put it all in place. Then, you know, they have the right to make more money by bringing in slave labor or removing the manufacturing, well, places like down in Mexico. GE, as a company, we're very supportive of NAFTA. I'm sure you are. It's been a very good deal for you. Built you a plan over there in China with stimulus money, people. That was supposed to be to stimulate our economy. Oh, boy, didn't it? For GE. Supportive of NAFTA, Immelt told employees at an event to mark the expansion of operations in the northern city of Monterrey. He said the trade accord could be modernized as Mexico has argued. Well, I'm sure it could. I mean, we got to get that number 8.5. That's not enough for the Mexicans. There's got to be a way we can get up. Well, we're running natural gas lines down there. That should help them boost those numbers a bit, don't you think? And then we can take, GE can take our natural gas up here for nothing, pipe it over to Mexico and up production of our rest of our natural resources. As pure profit, it's a real good deal for us. I'm telling you. The GE boss said trade meant win-win opportunities across North America. Win-win for who? What the hell is this guy's name? Immelt. Win-win for who? I mean, this is what's been going on for so long, and I wonder how many people have just really caught on to it. The stock market has boomed. You know, 2008, people lost their homes, people lost their cars, people lost everything, their retirement accounts. They were put out on the street. People had worked 30 or 40 frickin' years, were put out on the street, lost everything. But from that day, I mean, even, you know, all of their losses, they just borrowed money in our grandchildren's name from them that we owe them with interest. And they got 110 cents on the dollar for all of the bad loans that they made. And so they lost nothing there. They have made record profits since 2008 as our people were goddamn put on the goddamn streets and tent cities across this goddamn nation. But, you know, it's that stock market. You've watched it, people. I just want to clear up to 21,000. God damn, it's booming. Can you feel it? Can you people out there feel? Can you feel? Well, here, man, this will help you a little bit.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are here again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
We, the people, are completely dismissed from the equation. And that has to be absolute to every one of you out there. And those H-1B visas are what is left of the middle class. Get ready, people. You better stock up on everything. You better get ready to learn how to live poor, because they're coming for the last of it right now, because they have to get everybody who thinks they own something in this country's got to be taught better. You own nothing. It belongs to the internationals. I mean, you're gonna kowtow, you're gonna bend a knee, you're gonna bend down and bow to that Chinaman right here in the United States. If you want to eat.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've learned how to hatch my own chickens. I've had 100 eggs. I got nine chicks out of it. It's pretty hard to do.
You broke up a little bit there, Charlie. I missed it.
I said out of 100 eggs, I was able to hatch nine chickens.
You're kidding me. Wow,
it's
man.
Pretty hard work.
Is that good? I don't. That don't sound good.
No, it don't. I mean, my rooster not doing a good job.
Maybe he's confused. He don't know which bathroom to go into.
It's one of those new generation roosters.
Well, yeah, man. Why not? I mean, we all know that that's the natural world, right? All the animals are confused at this point in the ball game. You probably wouldn't have got the four you probably got some chicken alcohol.
Chicken alcohol.
Yeah.
The
cause and cure of all the world's problems, alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
We're optimistic about Mexico. We're optimistic about what we can do here. I'm sure you are. Emily, now that you got Trump in there, I bet you ain't optimistic. You're pretty goddamn certain of what you're going to do. Emilet added, saying Latin America, a number two economy, would be a big part of GE's future. You know what? We should kick GE's ass. We should seize all of their assets, beat the shit out of the most of them, hang a few of them, and throw the rest the hell out of our country. Because all of it came from our resources, people, and just a handful. I mean, we're elite. The rest of you guys are just peasants. I know we all owned it at one time, but we got it from you fair and square because my uncle and my grandpa, man, they made a deal with somebody else's uncle and grandpa. It wasn't even mine. They stole it from them. That's what happened. How is it, people, that in a country where we started out, where the people took the goddamn country from a king, it belonged to all of us. And how far down the line here? I was 100 years and 200 years and 76, whatever, wherever we're at, 240 years, whatever it is. And a handful, just a handful, actually a handful that can trace their roots back to the original aristocrats, ended up with the whole country. Wonder how that happened. Must have been a square deal, even playing field. That's what I figure. As a reminder, Emilet sits on a Trump-appointed manufacturing council. Of course he does. That Mexico has targeted for lobbying. Oh, man, I bet. Oh, boy, you talk about grease on your ass. I bet that boy is sliding. Lobbying as Mexico and Canada push U.S. business leaders to defend NAFTA. And they will. They're gonna. You know, I think about, you know, Obama when he got his second term. I mean, coming up on it, it was like the Democrats are thinking of running somebody else. This guy is just completely, he's just done everything opposite of what he said. And the goddamn country's gone to shit. Everybody's poor and everybody's discontented. I mean, there's no way this son of a bitch can get elected. And all he had to do, man, he just came up, just jobs, jobs, jobs. Okay, that's another 4 years. And that's all Trump's going to do. Now, I mean, you know, they'll delay this goddamn wall and stuff because they're not, like I told you people from the beginning, they're not kicking the billionaires are not kicking a slave population out of this goddamn country. They're not going to, a slave force. I mean, can you convince yourself that they ever had any intent of doing so? But when you start coming up on this next election, and I heard Mark again this morning talking about, you know, a political party. Man, okay. I guess we might as well just, well, you know, give it up. Just put shit away and just sit down for another four fucking years. And then, you can come back up again and start saying, well, this is just terrible. I mean, it's got to stop. Well, yeah, goddamn right. It's got to stop. Talk ain't going to stop it. But another political party. And a political party to function in the occupation would have to be sanctioned by the occupation, that we be an occupation political party. That's what we need. We need another sanctioned political party by the occupation. And then we could get all those stupid people, oh, I ain't voting Republican this time. I'm voting for the good guy party. That's what we call it, the good guy party, registered with the occupation. And we can go out and do this stupid shit again, man. And we can just go on and on. Pretty soon, us old guys, we just die on the vine. And maybe that's what the angle is, huh? I mean, how long do you have to prepare? And not to mention that every day we wait. I mean, can you convince yourself that it's getting better for us every day we wait? Not to mention, if you're one of the people out here that is suffering under this shit, do you want to wait? I'm sure if you got the money banked and you got your comfort zones and you're living life and you don't have to worry about food or electricity or anything else, let's wait. Let's just wait. Let's wait until it's crawling up my ass, and then it'll be time when if it gets to me. But I don't intend to let it get that way because this is an enterprise. A reminder, Limits sits on Trump-appointed manufacturing counts. Of course he does. While Trump touts a Buy American policy and has rallied against U.S. companies moving operations to Mexico, threatening to ditch NAFTA. Oh, yeah, right. Well, he's going to build a wall. He's going to get rid of all the legals here. Remember, every one of them. That was his words. Everyone. But you're bringing this up? What are you trying to say, that you were really surprised he might be lying about this? To ditch NAFTA, a linchpin of the Mexican economy, if he cannot rework it to secure better terms for the United States. Unlike some U.S. companies, GE has not backed off plans in Mexico, risking broadsides from Trump on Twitter. Ooh, Trump's going to say something bad about him on Twitter. Boy, that's going to bust him right down to nothing. That's going to right the wrongs. God damn, how stupid have people got? I mean, actually, you just did an election, you retards, on Twitter. He Twittered us. He's one of us. He's Twittered. I'm voting. You're gonna answer for your ignorance one of these days. One of these days soon, I hope. And speaking of, what did we say here? Da-da-da-da. Backing off plans. Let's see if Target's not backing off. Target launches gay pride products. We proudly stand with LGBT community, and so does Donald Trump. He said another right in the lecture. Well, of course he does. This is from LifeSite News, sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Target stores are promoting a gay pride line of products dubbed Take Pride, despite facing huge losses from a boycott against the company's transgender bathroom policy. Now, why would they do that? I mean, man, we're talking over $1 billion, 1.5 million customers declining Target stock value. Why would they do that, people? I mean, this is a company, and if we understand anything about these companies, they're there to make money, and they're losing this kind of money. What's the gig here? Could it be that it's gone beyond wealth, that we're now talking about power? We're talking about a forced agenda. And, you know, Trump's crawfished on everything that he put out there about the economy. And, you know, all of those good Christian folk that went out there because he was going to bring morality back to the United States. Remember, he told you the church. Well, he did turn the churches loose so that they can lobby for the people in Congress that are going to give them grants for their contracts. He did do that. But I mean, will you tell me we're not headed? I mean, did we even slow down in our free fall into the abyss? Did we even slow down? No, hell no. This is an acceleration. I mean, it's interesting to listen to the reasoning here. The retailer is merchandising the gay agenda for the second year in a row, with rainbow adorned shirts, pants, shorts, swim trunks, phone cases, and other items honoring Gay Pride Month. Hey, Charlie, are you there? Are you gonna celebrate? Flea, any of you guys? Are you gonna celebrate Gay Pride Month in June? Come on, guys.
No.
Well, that's also, they have their convention, I think, in Chicago, the communists do. Gay Pride Month. You talk about something being shoved down your throat, and it's not gonna stop people. This stops, as we've said all along, when we stop it. All we've ever had to do was say no, but God Almighty, I have the most spineless, worthless people in the goddamn world to have to be here. Other countries have to be laughing at us. Even the Ruskies shut down that gay shit. But here we are. We're going to have gay pride month. I wonder what the hell's going to happen if you don't go out there and wave a rainbow flag or wear some rainbow shorts. Are you going to go to jail for refusing, for being, well, a hate person? Your hate crime, taking you into jail where you don't have your gay pajamas on. The gay-affirming merchandise is accompanied by a promotional flyer with the promise, for each Pride item sold, Target will donate 50% of purchase price to GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, so they go after your kids. See, so they're going, Target's targeting your kids, people. Anybody that goes and does any business at that store, you are a communist, you are a faggot son of a bitch, and you're a threat to my children. When Target begins its Take Pride line of merchandise, the company issued a statement. We're making our message loud and clear. Target proudly stands with the LGBT community. And you consider that this is about 1.4% of the population. Why would you just cater to 1.5? I mean, you know, what it's supposed to be is a consumer base, and everybody who goes into business is looking for a market for their products. So they cater to, well, the mostest of any idea. I mean, under these circumstances, you would think that every other person or every two out of three people at least would be fags, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're going
to... They cater to their owners, the Jews.
You bet you they do. Though all that we do, Lasha Ward, a Target's executive vice president and chief corporate responsibility officer. Boy, that's something them communists do too. In the schools, they get the little kids and they get awards for being responsible. For being responsible. And I guess being a fag is being responsible. Officer boasted she cited gay demonstrations, volunteer efforts, and partnerships with homosexual groups such as the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Educational Network to the very products we carry in our stores and online. And so with the people who are going, this is the fags. They're going to go in there and the finance. They're going to be coming in the classrooms to talk to the little children and to tell them that, you know, they're confused at the age of two because they don't understand that little boys could be little girls or little boys. I mean, don't pay any attention to what's hanging between your legs or not. You got to talk to some adults who would like to molest you, and then they could tell you who you are. Target's Take Pride promotional campaign follows a controversial transgender bathroom policy allowing men to use women's restrooms, changing rooms, imminent facilities, and vice versa. The corporate giant also eliminated all gender reference in its toy and bedding departments, taking down boys and girls signs to support gender. I'm telling you what we should do. When the time comes, the hammer's going to fall hard on these people. I got to believe they have an escape plan to go to other countries just to get the hell out of here. Because, I mean, this fuels an anger that I'm sure they understand. But they're going to run to other countries. But you know what? Once we have to go through this mess, I mean, we have to go through this bloody battles that we're going to have to go through to get this shit back. Every one of them's coming back. We're going to tell the countries that have them, get the goddamn fags on a boat and get their ass back over here. We got some prosecuting to do. Well, we support that. Well, we'll send you an ICBM. You can give us the fags or we'll give you an ICBM. Which is it? And soon the first one that boss push that goddamn button, fry the whole goddamn country. And then the next time you tell them, the next country, but then they're going to be, yes, sir, we got them coming. We got them coming. They'll be there tomorrow. Don't shoot us. And when we get these bastards back here, we gotta make them regret ever thinking they could pull something like this in our goddamn country. Sign girls and boys, I'd like to telling little boys this is sick as shit that could possibly be dreamed up by the most pathetic, parasitic mind on the planet. In 2015, Target signed a friend of the court supporting homosexual marriage. And here it is, and the industry, you know, going into their illegal courts. Of course, the goddamn Supreme Courts. I mean, they're going to support fagism. They're going to support communism, international communism at every level. support homosexual marriage. It's the most sickening thing I can think of. Their commercial for a made-to-matter line of products features two gay men painting with a child. And really, isn't that what it's all about? You take the money and you indoctrinate these little children into this freaky shit when they're just little babies and don't even know up from down. And then you hand them over to these goddamn sickos to finish the good work. And when you get done, you have a creature that you can control with very little effort. I mean, it's pathetic, actually, when you look at it, but it's easily controlled, and really isn't that the idea here? Anyways, guys, we made it up to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, fuck Target, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Thank you.